This is Dr. Nathan Mueller, your local agronomist with Nebraska Extension for Dodge and Washington Counties. On July 18th, I conducted my third annual mid-July crop tour of Dodge County. The goal of the tour is to highlight crop conditions, pests, diseases, and other important agronomic issues in the area. You can view the crop tour report with plenty of pictures at croptechcafe.org. 70% of the corn crop is in good condition across the county. Soil moisture is better than average for mid-July, and that bodes well for a good dryland corn crop. However, the corn that is in very poor to fair condition was created from three issues. First, early emergence issues in damping off with April planted corn. Second was flooding in the Pebble Creek bottom in the Platte River Valley near Fremont following the June 18th storm. Last was green snap from the July 5th storm. Corn crop ranges from V11 to blister ear stage. The April planted corn is now in the blister ear stage, and the May planted corn is V18 to silking. The corn crop is largely disease-free with only low incidence and severity of gray leaf spot and Hulka spot. Common rust was at high incidence but at low severity across the county. The observations from the tour match other reports of low gray leaf spot incidence around the state. Northern and western corn rootworm beetles are now out in cornfields. I did find Japanese beetle, a newer insect we need to watch for in coming years since it can clip corn silks during pollination. 75% of the soybean crop is in good condition across the county. Many wet spots had to be replanted, but we don't have the amount of prevented planting acres like we did in 2015. The wind and hail damage impacted soybean acres much less. The range and growth stage is very similar to what it was last year, ranging from two trifoliates to beginning pod. Narrow row and some 30-inch row beans are already canopied and about 30 inches tall. Bacterial leaf blight was the only disease of significance. Luckily, bacterial blight can be curtailed this week with the hot weather and is rarely a disease that impacts yield. There are numerous different insects causing defoliation this year, but as a collective whole, they are not defoliating the soybean canopy at sufficient levels to warrant treatment at this time. Bean leaf beetle, southern corn rootworm, Japanese beetle, yellow-striped army worm, alfalfa caterpillar, and grasshopper species were the most frequently found defoliators. Our soybeans look good right now, but the soybean crop is mostly made during the month of August. To view the full crop tour report, visit our local website at croptechcafe.org. Know your crop, know your tech, know your bottom line. This is Dr. Nathan Mueller, your local agronomist with Nebraska Extension on KTIC Radio.